From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has offered to engage in direct talks with North Korea without precondition, an apparent departure from the policy of talks that would only follow denuclearization.
So we need the DPRK to come to the table for talks. We're ready to talk anytime they'd like to talk. But they have to come to the table, and they have to come to the table with a view that they do want to make a different choice.
Tillerson telling the Atlantic Council think tank the U.S. cannot tolerate a nuclear-armed North Korea, said there would first have to be a period of quiet without nuclear and missile testing. Stephen Norper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, called the statement long overdue and a step toward resolving tensions.
For the United States to basically be in the position of saying that it's willing to come to the table and talk without those preconditions on North Korea means that negotiations much more likely. The prior situation, less so if it meant that they had to give that up as part of the precondition to come to the table. At this point, the United States is saying, come and we'll talk from there.
It is not clear if Tillerson's statement is backed by President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, UN Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman, who met with senior North Korean officials last week, said they did not offer any commitment to talk, but left, in his words, the door ajar. Liberia will hold a delayed second-round presidential election December 26th. Former football star George Weah will face Vice President Joseph Boakai in a poll that was held up for weeks by a court challenge by Charles Brumskine and his Liberty Party, who came in third and was eliminated. The court dismissed the complaint that fraud undermined the October 1st round. The winner will replace term-limited President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in Liberia's first peaceful democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron delivered a bleak assessment Tuesday on the global effort to fight climate change in remarks to more than 200 global investors and 50 world leaders in Paris, saying the effort is being lost.
Mais on est en train de perdre la bataille.
The French leader said it's time to act and move faster and win this battle. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, referring to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, announced the bank will stop financing oil and gas exploration and extraction after 2019.
To ensure that we are aligned with our support to their countries to meet their Paris goals, today we're announcing that the World Bank Group will no longer finance upstream oil and gas after 2019.
The U.S. did not participate in the meeting last year. Mr. Trump announced he was pulling out of the Paris Accord, saying it disadvantaged U.S. interests. A senior U.S. military official, Air Force Brigadier General Lance Bunch, Tuesday said the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan has destroyed 25 illegal drug processing laboratories in southern Helmand Province, eliminating tens of millions in narcotics money during the first 3 weeks of an air campaign to counter Taliban revenue. Bunch spoke via teleconference from Kabul to reporters at the Pentagon.
The new strategy highlights that this is a new war and that the gloves are off, if you will, and that we've got now these authorities we need to be able to go and target the Taliban network.
Bunch praised the new authorities granted under the Trump administration, which allows the U.S.-led coalition to strike Afghan Taliban support structures, ranging from weapons caches to revenue generators. U.S. federal prosecutors announced terrorism charges against suspected Al-Qaeda Tuesday, a day after the 27-year-old Bangladeshi immigrant allegedly detonated a pipe bomb at a New York City subway tunnel in what authorities say was an attack inspired by Islamic State. Joon Kim is acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Ula stood in the tunnels under the Port Authority, plotting to kill. Today, he stands charged with federal crimes of terrorism.
The charges included bombing a public space and using a weapon of mass destruction. Each of us carries a maximum life sentence. Ula was also accused of providing material support to IS, destruction of property by means of an explosive, and using a destructive device in furtherance of a crime of violence. An explosion and fire that ripped through Austria's main Baumgarten gas pipeline hub Tuesday killed one, injured more than 20. The blast prompted Italy to declare a state of emergency as natural gas supplies were cut for most of the day. Iran's southeast province of Kerman was hit by multiple strong earthquakes Tuesday and Wednesday, causing some injuries and damage. The earthquake measuring 5.9 in magnitude. Early Wednesday, a stronger 6.0 magnitude quake struck the same area. And two main indices on the Wall Street posted record-high closings on Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.